Good morning and welcome to you all. Thank you for being here. Obviously, I am not able to be here with you all today. Doing father's things on Father's Day. It turns out my kids wanted to go to church camp, and I'm the person that needs to drive them, so I am currently, right now, driving my kids to church camp. It's just kind of one of those things. As a dad, you have to stop and do that sort of thing every so often. You know, I think as we gather together here on Father's Day and we're in the process of worship and thinking about God, it is important to sort of consider that connection, that absolutely clear connection that Jesus makes time and time again between the notion that we are God's children and that God is our Father. As a father, you don't mind doing things for your kids. You don't mind driving them 4 hours into the mountains of West Virginia so that they can go to church camp. You don't mind all the little trips and all of the practices and all of the rehearsals and all of the tournaments and all of the games and the nights when they're sick and the days when they require extra attention and, you know, as a father, none of those things do you ever mind, because as a father, you do those things motivated first and foremost out of love. You want your children to have an appreciation for those things. You want your children to appreciate the things that you've done, not because you are wanting them to feel some sense of indebtedness. Not because you want them to feel bad about the fact that you've had to spend extra time doing things for them, but because you want them to understand that it is a measure. It is a measure of your love and consideration for them that when you take time to do the things that you do, when you make the effort that you make, that sense of appreciation that we get back from our children is born from their awareness and knowledge of the fact that what we've done as an act of love. Jesus very much wants us to understand how much the Father loves us. He wants us to understand on this, which is, of course, Trinity Sunday, the notion that what our Father in heaven desires more than anything else isn't sacrifice. He's not looking for another bull or ram or incense to be burned. Those are signs and of recognition and signs of appreciation. They are a measure of our recognition of God's love for us. But what God wants more than anything else is a genuine and bona fide relationship with us, which I think is the same as what any father wants with his children. A father is looking for the opportunity to spend time with, to love, and to be loved by his children. Now, of course, as human beings, none of us are perfect. We all make mistakes of any shape and variety, and some fathers succeed wildly. And on our best days, we all hope that that's the father we are. Some fathers crash and burn and fail horribly. And, you know, that leaves a difficult scar, because deep down inside, I think we all need that fatherly love. We all need that feeling of being sacrificed for and looked after and loved and cared for by someone who genuinely puts us in a position of truly and genuinely being cared about. And I think here on Father's Day, which is, of course, again, coinciding with Holy Trinity Sunday, it's entirely worthwhile to remember that our Father in heaven is not as we are imperfect, that our Father in heaven is, in fact, holy and completely perfect. Now, our understanding of our Father in heaven is totally and completely imperfect, because we human beings are the ones doing the understanding. And if we were simply left to it by ourselves, we would horribly, horribly fail. But Jesus assures us that we're not left to it by ourselves. We are not left to the task of figuring out who our Father in heaven is and how to understand and appreciate what he's done for us. Instead, Jesus says that he sends to us the gift of the Holy Spirit, and that in the Holy Spirit speaks what it has heard. In other words, it tells the truths that it has heard from the Father himself. And so we are not alone in the task of understanding how deeply our Father in heaven cares for us, but instead, we are those who have been gifted with this incredible thing that is a relationship with our Father in heaven made possible through the gift of the Holy Spirit, and all of which brought to fruition by Jesus Christ's gift of forgiving us of all of our sins on the cross. It is the perfect blend of the Trinity doing what the Trinity does in order that we might have this deeper and more fulfilling relationship with God the Father. And here on Father's Day, it's worthwhile to think about just how incredible and amazing and truly generous our God in heaven is. And yes, Trinity Sunday is also a day to remember that we will never wholly, completely, or perfectly understand the Trinity. There's a million metaphors I could give you to explain and describe the Trinity, all of which would fall flat because chances are at some point the metaphor is going to break down and just either be nonsense or, worse yet, outright heresy, because most of the ways that we have to describe the nature of the Trinity are wrong because, of course, the Trinity is so far beyond our comprehension that it simply requires a suspension of disbelief, that we don't say things like, well, you know, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, they're like water that's a liquid or solid or an ice. Well, no, that's not how it works at all. Water is only ice, only steam, or only liquid, one phase at a time. Our God in heaven is always Father, always Son, always Holy Spirit. And so, truthfully, there's a degree to which we will never 100% fully understand our divine Trinity in heaven. But we don't have to understand the specifics. We don't have to understand the exact nature. I think in some ways maybe many of us find ourselves wondering similar things about whether or not we fully understand our dads. But we don't have to. We don't have to understand fully our own fathers. If you are a father, you don't even have to fully understand fatherhood. You just have to understand the one thing that our God in heaven is trying to express to us through the Holy Spirit. And that is how deeply our God in heaven wants to have a relationship with us. And hopefully Father's Day is a day about remembering how important it is to drink deeply of the relationships that we get to have in this world between a father and his children, and even between people who are as fathers to us and ourselves. Sometimes that's just as important, if not a more important bond. So thank you for understanding that I'm not able to be with you today. I'm off doing father things on Father's Day. I wish you all a blessed Father's Day and, of course, a blessed Holy Trinity Sunday. Just remember, it's not about understanding. It's about appreciating. Amen.